Now we leave the world of electronic communications to consider the continuing wars in Ukraine and Syria. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Kiev today to announce a humanitarian aid package to help people most affected by the fighting in eastern Ukraine. Ukraine's president, Petro Poroshenko, today thanked the United States for supporting Ukraine's efforts.
It's a great pleasure for me to welcome you in Kiev again in this very critical moment of our history. We very much appreciate the United States' involvement in the supporting of the peaceful resolution of the situation in Donbas.
Washington is also considering sending defensive weapons to Ukraine's army, a decision President Obama will make as soon as next week. Joining me from Washington is John E. Herbst, former United States ambassador to Ukraine from 2003 to 2006 and director of the Dinu Patriciu Eurasia Center at the Atlantic Council. Welcome back to the program, Ambassador Herbst.
My pleasure to be here. Thank you.
So do you think that the giving of lethal aid and Secretary Kerry is offering non-lethal aid today, a package worth some millions of dollars, do you think upgrading this to lethal aid puts us more in a sort of Cold War footing in this Ukrainian conflict?
I think our providing substantial military, including defensive lethal aid to Ukraine, is absolutely essential for our national security interests.
But doesn't that create suddenly a frontier where the U.S. is confronting Russia in an open-ended conflict?
If you look carefully at what Mr. Putin has been saying for the years he's been in power, and if you look at what he's been doing, you know he's conducting an aggressive campaign to revise the borders of Europe, to challenge NATO, and we have to stop him. He is committing aggression in Ukraine. Ukraine is fighting valiantly against a much stronger foe, and Ukraine can fight more effectively if it has substantial military support, including weapons from the United States. The purpose of providing defensive lethal equipment would be to deter Mr. Putin from escalating his aggression in Ukraine.
Although deterrence is one thing, rolling back the territorial gains, including Crimea, if that's even on the table, would require an investment by the United States far and above anything that's being contemplated. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, our proposal, I mean, I'm part of a group that issued a report on Monday calling for the United States to provide $1 billion for the next 3 years, $1 billion per year for the next 3 years of military assistance to Ukraine, including some lethal defensive equipment. And the purpose is to prevent further Russian aggression in Ukraine. Now, we also believe that Ukraine deserves to get back all the territory seized by the Kremlin. But this proposal for defensive military equipment is not in order to help the Ukrainian army reconquer the rest of Ukraine. It's to make it hard, or better yet, impossible for Putin to commit further aggression in Ukraine, to compel him to negotiate a serious peace, which he has not done so far. We believe providing this amount of equipment would make it much harder for Putin to achieve his objectives in Ukraine by force, so he would have to bargain in good faith. That's the purpose.
What do you see are the differences between providing lethal aid to the Ukrainians versus providing lethal aid to the opposition in Syria? And I know it's difficult to get into that business, but they're both on the table right now.
Familiar with the situation in Syria. In Ukraine, you have a competent leadership which is committed to democracy and would like to establish an open society. They are natural allies, appropriate allies of the United States. In Syria, it's chaos. Assad is a brutal dictator, but all of the effective rebel groups in Syria are extremists. So there's no natural, and some of them are also not too competent. So there's no natural partner for us in Syria. So there's a huge difference. Our strategic interests demand that we help Ukraine, because Mr. Putin is threatening stability, he's threatening democracy in Europe, in Eurasia. In Syria, it's a much more complex, harder to define problem.
Johnny Herbst is former United States ambassador to Ukraine from 2003 to 2006. He's director of the Dinu Patriciu Eurasia Center at the Atlantic Council. Ambassador, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.